This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Okay, last week, Laura, we talked about, you know, your spiritual identity in terms of God's love for you, and he just cares about you, and he wants the best for you. That is our foundation. But then from there, we have other areas that make up who we are. So our country of origin, I see myself as an Australian, but there might be other people listening that, you know, come from different countries of origin. Where do they see they belong? Where do they feel that they identify with? Obviously, your age, you identify with different age groups. See, some of these things are shifting. You know, obviously, age is shifting. At one point in your life, you identify with other teenagers. At one point, you identify with other adults. You know, male, female. Also, the roles that you play in life. You know, mother, daughter, brother, friend, student. You know, you identify with certain groups of people, and they make up part of your identity. You know, we essentially need to fulfill a sense of who we are. We need to know and develop a sense of who we are. And during the teen years, that's what it's all about. You know, they're looking, they're trying to find their place. Where do I belong? So and there's a choice that needs to be made along the way. Am I going to develop healthy ways of finding my identity, or am I going to go into unhealthy ways? Because this is part of us that just can't help ourselves. We have to explore who we are, Laura.
And I suppose it's a choice, like you say there, of going healthy or unhealthy, because each of those things in and of themselves don't really define who you are so much as give you a framework to really work from and explore within, you know, like what does it look like to be a girl? What does it look like to be a guy? As a son, as a daughter? All those different things can mean so many different things to different people.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. You know, I think it's finding, you know, they talk about, sociologists talk about finding shared meaning and language. You know, the reason why you might go to a certain church, for example, or you might hang as a teenager in a particular group at school is because you find a shared meaning or language, and you find who you are in that group. And like you said, you know, what does it mean to you and I to be female? That could mean so many different things to so many different people and cultures, and that is okay. That is actually okay. And it's us exploring, well, what does it mean for me to be a woman? You know, what does it mean to be feminine? You know, and the good things about that. So looking at, you know, some people can think negatively, for example, about being a woman, or they can think very positively. So it's choosing those things around who you are already and developing a healthy identity. Other healthy things are, you know, getting involved in positive endeavours like sports and art and clubs and, you know, things that are going on in school for teenagers or young adults, you know, different things outside school, you know, or unhealthy ways people develop toxic relationships in a need to fulfill some sort of security in their life that actually becomes very destructive, or a worst case scenario, you know, drug addiction is trying to fill a certain gap and they start to identify with other druggies, you know. So we make choices. Am I going to go on a positive, you know, slant with this whole area, or am I going to go on a negative slant? So I think essentially, we're all handed certain things in our life, you know, what colour eyes you have, where you're born. We don't have a lot of choice about that, but we can choose to develop a healthy identity with what we are given.
So it's finding a sense of place and sort of ticking off all those boxes like, you know, love, community, strength, etc., but finding those in a positive framework so that you're not going into one of those like lifestyles that you mentioned that do end in a more destructive way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting if you watch, I mean, everyone knows in a playground that there's different groups that kids hang with. And what makes us identify with one group over another? Why do we identify with the sporty crowd or the arty crowd or the cool group or whatever, supposedly the nerdy group?
You know? Yeah.
We do just naturally gravitate to different things, and that is part of our, that reason we identify with that group is the same, that is who we are, that's part of who we are. And I think as a teen, it's like saying, where do I fit? Where do I belong? And they're good questions, and they need to be explored. And sometimes that's where that kind of separation might happen for parents, where they feel like, well, actually, I don't want to do what mum and dad have done. I don't necessarily feel that's me. And that's actually okay. It's not necessarily rebellion. It's actually healthy to go, who am I, separate from my parents? And a lot of times, if they're given that freedom to explore who they are, they may take up some of your values, but they may choose other ones, and that's okay. So your teens need to find out who they are.
Yeah, well, Wendy, we're going to be looking at some more practical ways we can really do that next week. So we'll join you then. But thank you so much for tonight.
Okay, thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.